killing all 38 Navy SEALs on board. Jack Samuel Hatfield slapped off the alarm on his clock radio. The words hadn't quite registered as he blinked to clear his vision, tried to make out the luminous red numbers. He pushed the black hair from his high, strong forehead, dragged a hand across tired eyes. "You're late, champ," he smiled as Eddie bounded toward him from the foot of the queen-sized bed. The 4-year-old gray poodle, all tongue and forepaws and big brown eyes, usually woke him up a minute or two before the 6 a.m. alarm. Jack dug his fingers behind the dog's ears, and Eddie drew back his head and jerked approvingly. Jack ended their morning ritual by pulling a well-worn chew toy from the drawer of his night table and flinging the toy to the floor. Eddie followed, landing on the rubber stake with a single mighty leap and a whimpering squeak from the stake. "Lie back and think of England," Jack told the chew toy. Then he groaned. He hadn't been awake 2 minutes, and already England was back on his mind. Eddie had landed on the rubber stake like the full weight of Britain's blinkered bureaucracy had landed on Jack, who was still banned by the British Home Office from entering the United Kingdom, along with terrorists and criminals. Normally, it never crossed his mind, but he had a lead for a story he was writing on the smuggling of illegal Chinese medicines. The lead was in London, and London was off limits. Jack stood up, his body automatically adjusting to the gentle sway of the 40-ton Sea Rider. The cast-off bedsheet buried Eddie, who pulled his toy to safety and continued gnawing. Jack Hatfield, Jack thought, the defrocked talk show host and the last truly independent journalist in America, hounded by the illiberal left and defamed worldwide, needs coffee. But he still headed to his office cum video editing station in the converted lower deck stateroom before he made it to the kitchen. He clicked on the radio and started going through his email. "Prince William and the lovely Princess Kate will be touring." He turned off the radio. "They probably spent 60 seconds on the Navy SEALs," he muttered, "but they'll spend a full 5 minutes on the vacation plans of royalty." Every day he wondered, was his profession dead now? How about now? News channels were afraid to report anything that their audience might whine about, never mind topics that could scare them. Changing people's minds was serious, vital business, and nobody had the guts to do it anymore. Jack had received regular death threats when he was hosting his cable news talk show, Truth Tellers, but they had never discouraged him. Instead, it had taken all the resources of a giant to swat Jack down, back when he posed one simple rhetorical question to the panel on his show. How would you feel if Muslim extremists got hold of a nuclear weapon? Within hours, MediaWire, the leftist radical watchdog group, funded by reclusive Austrian-born billionaire Lawrence Soren, had organized a smear campaign. They'd been looking for a hook on which to hang Jack like a slaughtered bull. He was labeled an Islamophobe, and the liberals gleefully piled on with the kind of manic indignation only aging hippies and ignorant youth could muster. By the time Soren was done, Truth Tellers had not only lost half of its sponsors, but Jack was out of a job. And he was barred from the United Kingdom due to his radical and provocative statements that were deemed a threat to public security. Eddie trotted into the office, the chew toy in his mouth. He lay down and sank his teeth into it. Now Jack was freelance, but San Francisco had been quiet for weeks. The most promising story was the smuggling. His phone rang. The caller ID said it was Max. "I don't care if it's good or bad," he said into the phone, "as long as it's news." "It's one of yours," she said, "so it's news." Maxine Cole, 27 years old, was a triathlete of Somali descent who'd moved to the United States when she was a kid. She'd spent her teens in the projects but got herself out by teaching herself how to shoot network-quality video. She'd managed to keep her street sense and her fearlessness, too. And the result was a co-worker who could keep up with Jack in any situation, no matter how dangerous. "The arrest of the state senator's son?" he asked her. "Yes," she said. "I read your report." Jack had sent it to her for a few tweaks and some feedback. "Listen, Jack," she continued, For 99.99% of the world, this report is going to be exactly what we expect from you. But I have to say this. I think you're dialing it in. You're not fully in it. Jack was silent for a moment. Then he said, "You're right. Just a tiny bit. Like I said, no one except me is going to notice. But I didn't feel right not saying something to you. It's just that it's not the smuggling story," she said. "Exactly. It's a rich kid getting arrested for drugs. Meanwhile, in China, there are farms where bears are caged, lying on their backs with no room to move, with tubes in their abdomens to collect bile for so-called medicines. Some of the bears have actually committed suicide by starving themselves to death, and multiple smuggling operations are carrying the bear bile along with body parts from tigers and other endangered animals out of China to the rest of the world. I covered it on Truth Tellers until the network got too scared of offending their Chinese investors. Now I have a chance to break the story again, and I can't."
"You have contacts in London. You can ask them to follow up on it, can't you?"
"Yes," he admitted.
"But it's not the same."
He didn't reply. She knew him well. It wasn't that he didn't trust his contacts to do a good job. He simply wanted to be the one doing it.
"I'm sorry, Jack."
"Don't be sorry for me, Max. I'm just frustrated."
"Well, then get over it," she laughed.
She added gently,
"and find a way to reconnect, okay?"
They said goodbye and hung up. Jack ran his fingers lightly over his computer keyboard. She was right. He needed to put his finger, not just a plug, back in the socket. He needed to recharge, and he knew exactly where to go to do that.